We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Andrew, Chris,
yes.
I had to invite another one of my friends on the show because it means less time for me to talk and more to hear from interesting people. So today, we are so lucky to have one of the classiest men that I have ever dealt with in covering the National Football League. Somebody who has won two Super Bowls, played 10 years, has been the Steelers defensive coordinator for almost as long as I have been in town, and after 59 years is saying goodbye to the game of football. Coach Butler, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Thank you.
Are you on the golf course?
No, I wish I was.
Are you still up here? Are you? I mean, yeah. Tell us, you're now officially 2 days into retirement from a game that you've spent 59 years in. How does it feel?
Well, it feels pretty good to be able to do whatever I want to do. I like that. I like that part of it for sure. Yeah. I've been back in the office a couple of times. I got to clean out my desk and then the locker and all that stuff, and trying to get the things to Mike and make sure everything's all right.
Keith, why retire now? You're not as old as some of these, you know, Belichicks and Pete Carrolls. It's not like you're Dick LeBeau coached until he was in what, his 80s. I mean, that was your
yeah,
guy. What
yeah.
made Keith Butler say 2021? I think it's time for me to leave the Steelers organization.
Well, I've been doing this for a long time. Dean just said it's 59 years. It has been 59 years for me. I've been playing football since I was 6 years old, and then went on in college and then NFL and all that stuff. To be honest with you, I wanted to get to know my grandchildren. My grandchildren are young right now, and I want them to know their grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
I love the game of football, have loved the game of football for a long time. But I felt like now it was time to walk away. I talked about it last year with Mike, and he wanted me to come back for one more year. So I did, and in search of trying to win another Super Bowl. We've had the good fortune to play in three Super Bowls and win two of them. But I've got three sons. So who do I give those two Super Bowl rings to, and who do I leave out? So that's a big question.
Keith, you've been with this franchise for almost this entire century. Just what are you going to remember most? What are your fondest memories, besides those Super Bowl wins, obviously, maybe, of working for the Steelers?
I think that was, you know, it's hard to cut out those two Super Bowl wins. But the reason I've always stayed here, because I've had the chance to go other places and be the coordinator of other places. When I was coaching the linebackers, and I always stayed here because I always felt like the Rooneys were going to give us the best chance to win and try to put us in position to win one more Super Bowl. And that's the reason I stayed here. And that's the reason I like being in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a championship town. They they demand more. The fans demand more, and I'm okay with it. They should demand more. If we can, because the franchise has won six Super Bowls. They're tied right now, I think, with who is it?
New England. Yeah,
New England. They're tied with New England now. And the biggest thing was I was wanting to try to get one more ahead of them before I quit, but I didn't get a chance to do that.
Well, let's keep looking back for a minute. I know that you spent the majority of your time here with linebackers, but If you had to pick the player that was the biggest joy to coach, who would that be? And if you had to pick the player who was the biggest pain in the butt, who would that be?
Well, I'm not going to say about the pain in the butt. there were a few of them. There were a few of them, but that I had some great guys. There's, you know, I said this before. There's a lot more good people in the National Football League than they are bad. And I think we tend to, in the media, we tend to concentrate on the guys that are they're jerks. Most all the guys that I coached were good people, and I enjoyed coaching them. I enjoyed the biggest thing for me in terms of coaching was watching the guys succeed and doing what we told them to do and him buying into that. And I think that was probably Ryan Shazier. He was the guy that really loved to play the game, really loved to do what you asked him to do, and he was a great guy to coach. And not that I didn't have a bunch of other guys, great guys to coach, but he was one of them. Larry Foote was another one. We just had a bunch of them. Joey Porter coached the outside linebackers. I mean, all those guys were good players. And, of course, those guys went on to win some Super Bowls, too. And I don't know if there's any more fun than winning the Super Bowl and realizing that you're the best on the planet. That's probably the most fun I had as a coach in all the things I did.
Retired Steelers defensive coordinator Keith Butler is our guest. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion, and he's reflecting on some great times with the Steelers, this year's team, going out to Kansas City in the wild card round. Keith, just from your perspective, ultimately, what do you think in the end was the reason why the defense couldn't get it done in 2021? What's your take?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we probably didn't do a good job of was stop the run. We lost a couple of very valuable players in terms of, you know, and Mike always says don't see copper in that, and he's right about that because nobody else is going to cry over you, you know. So why try to look for excuses for that to happen? But I will say losing Stephon to it and Alu really hurt us. In terms of stopping the run, and really we've really been pretty good at stopping the run for a long time. This year was probably our worst year. We might have been the worst in the league at stopping the run, and that hurt us quite a bit, you know. But being a good defense is really a combination of a lot of things, you know. It's not just about defense. Sometimes when the offense holds the ball and takes possession of the ball, then you're not out there on the field, and consequently, you're not giving up yards, and that's what a lot of people go by. And you know, if you look at what's happening with Kansas City and what happened with the Buffalo last night, I mean, both those offenses were tremendous. Mm-hmm. Whoever had the ball last is going to win that thing, and that was a great football game to watch.
Keith, one of the guys obviously on your defense that did have a tough year, I don't think I'll sugarcoat it anyway, was Devin Bush. It was something that the public seized on. What do you think was the story, your kind of opinion on what didn't go right from this year and maybe what could change for him in the future?
You know, you come off the knee injury, and, you know, coming off the knee injury sometimes takes you a little bit longer to get it behind you a little bit, you know, and when you've been hurt like that, you kind of guard against getting hurt like that again. And I think what he's got to do is get his confidence back in terms of the way he played his first year here. And again, I will say this because I had a great nose guard who played in front of me, Joe Natch. And we played 34 defense, and he made me a better linebacker. And he always did. And I think if you look at what happened this year, we didn't have the guys in front of him that maybe take up the block that he can get to the tackle and all that stuff as much. Now, I'm not taking the onus off of him because he needs to get a lot better than he played this year, and he knows it. And I think if he comes back next year and they do a pretty good job in terms of the defensive line, I think we'll be better. Our defensive line was good in terms of sacks. You know, you look at sacks, that's fine. But a lot of times when you get sacks, you get up the field too much and you open up holes, bigger holes, to run through. So that hurts a little bit too. So I think we try to address that a little bit later on in the year. And, you know, it showed up a little bit in the last Cleveland game. So the thing that we didn't do a good job of was stop the running back for Cincinnati. You know, Cincinnati's got a good football team. And our division, I think, is one of the tougher divisions in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you want to go down to Tennessee, and you told Wink Martindale already that you're going to play more golf than he does, and you'll spend time with those grandkids and your mom. But do you think, besides helping me, because you still have to explain the Tampa 2 disguises to me and all that, but besides helping me, do you think you'll stay involved with football in any way? I mean, have you talked to Mike Tomlin about consulting or watching anything or evaluating players or anything like that?
No, the only thing I might do is go help my son who's coaching high school football. You know, I might help him do that a little bit. He's already said something about that, but I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to have some time to, like you said, see my granddaughters, my grandsons, and go see my mother and my brothers and sisters. We had, and I don't know if I told you this before, Aditi, we had six kids in my family in 7 years between the oldest and the youngest. So we all grew up together.
Wow.
And I was the only one that left home and didn't come back. I left home at 18, went up to Memphis and played, and then went from Memphis to Seattle. Seattle's a long ways from Huntsville, Alabama, I won't tell you. And so I haven't been home as much. My mom, you know, hadn't seen me as much as she's seen all her other kids. And so I look forward to going down there and seeing my brothers and sisters, spend some time with them as well as my mom.
You recognize the voice? That's longtime Steelers defensive coordinator Keith Butler, kind enough to give us some time here now in retirement on 93.7 The Fan. Keith, did ever get close to you taking over full play-calling duties? Did you think when you came back for that last year that might be the arrangement? You mentioned earlier in the interview that so many teams respected your defensive acumen and you had chances to go other places and maybe do that. You know, why do you think it never quite worked out here that way? And did it make you possibly want to leave and explore that with other teams?
You know, that's a good question. Like I said, it didn't override the fact that I felt like we had a chance to win a Super Bowl here.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I'd like to been more involved in calling defenses and stuff than I was, I still wanted to do what was best for the team, what was best for our defense, what was best for our guys in terms of trying to learn the defense and teach the defense and trying to get it down. We had a lot to do with the game plan and stuff like that. But, you know, Mike is the head coach, and Mike can do what he wants to, and he should be able to do what he wants to as the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
The last couple of years of Dick LeBeau, Mike was calling the defenses there too. I mean, so it's something that he wanted to do. It's something that he had done already at Minnesota, you know. So he wanted to do that here. And, you know, he's a head coach. He should be able to do what he wants to do. So he knew how I felt about it. He's going to do what he thinks is best to win football games, and that's what he thought was best.
Well, he did make one very important call when he filled in for you in the coordinator's media availability. He opened things up with a dadgummit, Keith.
That's right.
Did you catch that one? He opened right up, and he had a big smile on his face when he said that.
Yeah.
Keith, the dadgummit's taken on a life of its own. Did you expect that? Has that been part of your lingo the entire time you've been here? It seems like the last couple of years it's really skyrocketed and taken off.
The guys always gave bunch of mess because I rarely, that's my cuss word, dadgummit. That's my cuss word. That's my use of it. I didn't use other cuss words very rarely that I did. I get pissed off every now and then and would, but rarely did I do that. But dadgummit was more of it than anything else. So that was my way of using profanity.
Well, let's go back now to the role under Mike Tomlin. What do you think is the best fit moving forward? Knowing the personnel that's here, knowing that you're working with a head coach who has very strong ideas about what he wants the defense to be, what kind of coordinator should the Steelers be looking for?
He needs to get somebody that's going to help him. I think he's got an idea who he wants. I'm pretty sure Terrell Austin is going to get a good chance of being the coordinator here. And Terrell does a good job. And he did a good job of helping me in terms of laying out the game plan and stuff like that. And we did that. We laid out the game plan as position coaches and I did. We all got together and did all that stuff. And then, Mike would put his two cents in terms of what we wanted to do, what we're going to try to do, and that's how we did it. And I think it worked out for the most part, but it'll continue to do that, I'm sure.
Keith, I know one of the guys we're rooting for to make a comeback is Stephon Tuitt. You mentioned it earlier. They didn't have him this year. At one point, he started practicing again, and it looked like he might come back. He had the knee setback, and, of course, we all know what happened to him, that horrible tragedy this offseason. I'm guessing you're probably still close to him, Keith. I mean, can we keep our fingers crossed that we'll see him on the field again next year?
I don't know. I really don't know. That's going to have to be up to Mr. Rooney and the organization, really. But I have no idea, to be honest with you. I don't know where he's sitting mentally. That's something that's very private, and we didn't know a whole lot about. We just took it for granted that, the thing that happened to him and his family was very, very hard on him. And he really struggled with it. I hope he comes back for the team. I don't know if he will. We'll see what happens.
Keith, when you have a game like last night, which we all talked about, Buffalo, Kansas City, one of the all-time great games any of us have ever seen, are you, as a defense man, going, this game's not good? Where's the defense in this thing? Like, how are you watching that as a fan? Are you just enjoying the show, or are you ticked off that they're not stopping these guys?
Well, I was looking at the same thing we looked at. We tried to stop them early in the game, and we did a pretty good job of stopping them early in the game. And then we got to the daggum end of the second quarter and the third and fourth quarter. That's what hurt us. I felt like they were a fast team, fast football team, faster than we were, and probably faster than the Buffalo was. Buffalo had the number one defense in the league. And so, they scored 42 points on them too. So these guys are good players. They run fast. They do a good job. Mahomes is very smart in terms of what he does, but what they try to get done. I mean, we tried to play some man-to-man coverage on him and mix it up. And of course, he took off running against us, just like he did last night. They do a good job. Him and Josh, both of them played exceptionally well.
Yep.
The Dagum quarterback, they played exceptionally well. And what they both did, now Josh ran some on, called plays for him to run. But both of them, when they saw man-to-man coverage where everybody was turning their backs to the quarterback, what did they do? They took off. They took off, and that's a very dangerous thing to have because you don't have nobody looking at the quarterback and he breaks the line of scrimmage, it makes it tough. What we tried to do to combat that, we ran a three-man rush and then brought a linebacker in there to try to track him down if he got to where he was going to take off when we had our backs turned to him. So that worked for a little bit, but didn't work all the time. They did a good job. They do a very good job of game planning, I think Kansas City does. And there's a couple of things that you would like them to see do better. Like, for instance, at the end of the game, when they kicked the ball back kicked the ball off. They kicked it through the end zone. It didn't take no time off the clock.
I know. That stunned me, Keith. I was shocked by that. Ugh.
And I don't know why they didn't. Why didn't they just dribble it down there and make them run the daggum ball? And then, there goes the daggum.
I don't blame you for getting a dadgum in there.
Know,
that was
Keith.
Driving us crazy.
I got steam coming out of my ears thinking about it too, man.
Yeah.
Well, tell us how you see this one. Wait, tell us how you see this one playing out then, because you saw the Bengals twice. You saw them when their offense was firing on all cylinders. What's the big key in this one, you think?
I think you got to play some man-to-man coverage on Kansas City. You can't live off of it. You got to change it up. But if you don't change it up, then they're going to find it sooner or later, and Mahomes is going to dig them on the ball again. That's what he's going to do. I think to me, Kansas City's got the fastest team in the league in terms of their offense. You know, their quarterback is very mobile. The running back is mobile. 10 is mobile. I don't know if Kelsey's that mobile or not. He's a big guy, big target that can get down the field a little bit on you. I think, what really hurt them last night was they had, 16 to 13 seconds left, and they got a couple of daggum shots down the field that got them in position to kick that field goal. And they got some strike ability, Kansas City does. And so does Cincinnati. Cincinnati's got a good running back. Cincinnati's got a well-balanced offense, I think. They got a good, real good running back. And if I was them, I would use them more than they do. Mm. You know, of course, I'm a defensive guy. And, guys ain't always like that. I mean, you look at what happened to Tennessee. You know, they tried to run the ball and run play action, too, and ended up getting beat. But I think it's – I still think it's, I'm kind of old-timey, I guess, because I still think it's about ball possession and who has the ball the most. And last night's case, it was the who had the ball last. And that's what happened with them.
Hey, Keith, thank you so much. We don't know when we're going to get a chance to talk again,
thanks,
I got to ask you this on the way out. Keith Butler has that beautiful crystal ball. As he moves on in life, he's going to play golf. He's going to be a high school football coach. But I still know you've got great football IQ, and you know the Steelers. Any prediction on who their starting quarterback is week one? Who does Keith Butler see under center when the Steelers open the 2022 season?
I don't know. I really have no idea. But I will say this. I think the competition between Haskins and Mason will be good for the team. We'll see what happens. I watching Haskins all practice. I'm a defensive guy, so I don't know what the offensive coaches are telling him.
Yep.
But from what I saw from him, the guy's got a good arm and he's very mobile. And that should be a good competition between those two guys if they don't bring somebody in from outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might bring somebody in from outside. But again, how are they going to treat that guy? How are they going to put in the offense they want to put in? You know, I think it was kind of a give and take with Ben and Matt in terms of what they want to try to do. You know, so they got to decide who's the best to run the offense they want to run.
Keith, you're the man. Thank you so much. Congratulations on those two Super Bowl rings, and congratulations on retirement, and good luck with picking a kid to get the two Super Bowl rings. That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah. All right, fellas.
See ya.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks,
Keith Butler.
Thank you.
Wow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.